The competition has a theme every year, and this year's is community resilience. Sophomore Helen Martin explains.
We're working on a research paper about the probability of a tsunami hitting Petersburg and how we would be able to bounce back from that and what we would do to make sure that everyone is safe before it happens.
She's in Team A. Team B is researching something else.
What if we crash in China and how it would affect us here?
That's Anders Christensen. He's a sophomore. Christensen and the others in the group recently traveled to Sitka for WhaleFest, which is a gathering of scientists throughout Southeast. The students heard lectures on things like climate change and sustainable ecosystems. There was also a quiz bowl.
So in quiz bowl, there's teams of four. They face off in ocean and science-related questions, and they have buzzers to buzz in.
Senior Chauncey Sandhoffer.
There's multiple choice, and then there's also written answers, written questions, and overall, it tests your science knowledge in certain topics and subjects.
This is Tucker Hagerman, also a senior.
The questions can range all the way from biology to chemistry through oceanography to the physical geography to all the way out into space.
And technology, real sciencey stuff. To prepare, the students have been practicing 2 days a week after school. Besides practice tests, they go over presentations on specific topics.
It was just the other week we did sponges and the anatomy of sponges and the different physiological parts to a sponge, such as sponge and spicules. And
different. I don't know what that is. What is that?
A spongin is the protein within a sponge, and the spicules are the silica skeleton of a sponge.
So Petersburg did well at the Sitka Quiz Bowl. The A team, named Ocean Motion, won 3 of its 4 matches. The B team won 1 of 4. The B team is known as
suspiciously swanky Skyphozoans.
Joni Johnson is one of the coaches. She says all of the players pitched in.
Seems like in the past we've had one person that's dominated on the buzzer. And this time around, there are a lot more folks weighing in. It was pretty cool.
The Sitka Whale Fest is considered a scrimmage. The real competition is at the end of February in Seward, and that's where the research papers come in. The one on Petersburg Tsunami Preparedness Plan, and the other on a market crash affecting the local economy. Johnson says this year's theme, community resilience, is broader based than in the past.
It's really more about social economics or sociology than it is just a pure scientific question. At least for me anyways, it's kind of outside my comfort zone as a coach, but and that, and when you start talking about people and how people respond, it gets even messier.
I'm Kelsa Spurl. I'm a junior.
Spurl is on Team B, doing the market plan.
Right now we're researching, trying to narrow it down to just more Southeast Alaska. We started out just looking with exports to China and the numbers and prices, and now we're trying to narrow it down to how much money just from Alaska and how much fish is exported from Alaska to China. And then we can see, if China's market crashed, then how much that would affect Southeast Alaska and our fishing community.
Right now, the papers are not done, but come December 1st, they will be. So far, Team A has found that Petersburg is not very prepared for a tsunami. Again, Chauncey Sandhoffer.
Right now, we're thinking that if a tsunami hit, it'd be super devastating. But there's also a very small risk of one hitting.
That's because of the geography and
bathymetry?
Yep, bathymetry. Sophomore Marissa Nilsson says bathymetry is like a topographical map of the ocean floor. And at the Stikine Flats near Petersburg,
it looks flat, but it actually kind of shears off and gets pretty deep pretty fast. And that buildup right there could slump. And that would be an underwater avalanche, and that could cause water displacement and the effect could be a tsunami.
That's not the only possible cause. It could be what happened a few years ago when a plate boundary off the panhandle of Alaska jumped a little bit, caused an earthquake, and displaced water. Sophomore Julia Murph remembers that day.
We all blamed it on my little sister because we thought she was shaking the bed in the next room. And then my mom comes downstairs and she's like, there's a tsunami warning, we have to go. So we all packed up in the car and put our dogs in the car too, and grabbed the peanut butter and the wool blankets and the Harry Potter books and went up to an elevation of 100 feet and read until they told us it was clear.
There wasn't a tsunami, but these students are looking at the what-if scenario. The The research papers will be graded by experts. Then each team will prepare a 20-minute oral presentation on their topic. This will be Tucker Hagerman's third year going to Seward. He says the key is preparation.
It's very important to make sure that every little kink gets smoothed out to have a perfect presentation. So in some ways, yes, it is something to worry about, but also there's a lot of time and between now and then that we can put in a lot of effort and make sure that that gets done.
The Alaska Tsunami Bowl runs February 26th through the 28th in Seward. Last year, Matsu Career and Technical High School took first place, Cordova second, and Juno Douglas third. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.